KQED.
The Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Program, or DACA, is up in the air now that there's more talk that President Trump may end it. DACA provides work permits and deportation protection to roughly 200,000 young unauthorized immigrants in California. KPCC's Leslie Beristein-Rojas reports.
25-year-old Saida Barajas and about 10 other young people dialed up voters at the office of a local immigrant advocacy group in downtown Los Angeles. They offered to connect the voters with elected leaders to ask them to save DACA. Barajas has a personal stake. Since 2012, DACA has allowed her to live and work legally in the U.S. It's even allowed her to travel to Mexico, where she was born and could be deported to.
I don't want to leave. Yeah, I'm from there. Yeah, I was born there, but I don't know anything about it.
Bill Hing teaches immigration law at the University of San Francisco. He says many young DACA recipients could go from relatively stable, normal lives back to the shadows.
These folks will be driven underground because folks are afraid.
GOP officials who want DACA rescinded have threatened to sue unless the Trump administration acts by September 5th. They say it's illegal to allow those without authority to remain in the country. For the California Report, I'm Leslie Beristein-Rojas in Los Angeles.